Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. God always give us His best. Amen. Tonight, we are speaking on the subject titled, Walking in God's Promises. When we walk in the promises of God, He always keeps His word. The memory verse for tonight can be found in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. And it read, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent. Amen.
Amen.
So think about it. When you write a check and you have money in the bank, there's no way the bank would not honor your check. But if there isn't money in the account, the check will go and the check will bounce. And in most rare cases, your bank will charge you a fee and the receiving person's bank would also charge a fee, meaning that you have written a bad check. Mm-hmm. The word of God is never a bad check. The word of God is always a good check that goes and accomplish that which God has sent it. Of late, I have begun to use an expression, and I want to encourage you to also use. Whenever you are quoting scripture, begin to use the word according to the authority of your word. So let's say, for instance, if you want to say John 3:16, start by confessing that according to the authority of your word, in John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world. And the moment you emphasize on according to the authority of your word, you are pulling strings that would cause God to act on His word. Amen.
Amen.
One of the greatest assurances we have as believers is that God's word is sure, steadfast, and unfailing. When He speaks a promise over our lives, it is not an empty or powerless. It carries divine authority and the ability to bring itself to fulfillment. Many a times, we may find ourselves doubting or even struggling to believe the word that has been said, especially when circumstances seem contrary to our situation. However, I want to encourage you tonight that according to the authority of His word from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, it reminds us that God's word will always accomplish what He has purposed to do. Today, you and I will explore how we can walk in God's promises with the confidence that faith and obedience will bring the yielded results. Amen. I would want to share with us two Old Testament scriptures that talks about the promises of God. and another New Testament scriptures that talks about the promises of God. Beloved, God's promises often require us to trust in Him beyond what we can see. So His promises is asking us to trust in Him rather than looking at our circumstances. According to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Friend, Abraham had to believe God for a child, even though he was given a title, father of many nations. Even when it seemed impossible for Abraham, Abraham trusted on the promises of God. I am not too sure what you are going through today. I'm not even too sure how Monday through Friday was with you. And I will not pretend to forget about my own and ask you to tell me how was your week. Because there are many things that can cause you and I to begin to wonder, where is our God? According to Romans chapter 4, verse 20 to 11, faith means choosing to believe that God's word is true. I want to remind you that faith means you and I choosing to believe that God's word is true, even when circumstances say otherwise. I know it is difficult because we live in this flesh. You have a bill to pay. You have no money to pay. And yet, you are believing that if God has said it, God will come true. Your bill has an expiration date. You got to pay that bill within 24 hours. So where is God? Is God locked up in cantonment? Is God locked up in Kaswa? Or is God locked up in Ohio? Where is God? Why am I going through what I'm going through? Did I do anything wrong to deserve what I'm going through? Faith means choosing to believe that God's word is true. So all that you are going to do is, God, I understand that I have 24 hours to pay this bill. And I know that I have no choice to pay this bill. But I choose to believe that your word is true. Because if you have said it, then you will do it. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, number one, promise from God. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This is the word of God from Isaiah 41, verse 10. But yet, this week saw many tears in your eyes. This week brought you to your knees, asking that, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this situation. But his word reminds us again, fear not, Julie. Fear not, David. Fear not, Henry. For I, Jehovah Shammah, I, Jehovah El Shaddai, I, Jehovah Elohim, I am with you, even in your room, even when you go to the bathroom, even when you do not see me. I am the unseen guest at every conversation. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I was the God with your father. I am the God with you. I will be the God with your children. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Friend, God promises his presence with us in difficult times. He promises his strength even when things do feel so frail. And he promises a help in times of trouble. I like what the prophet Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, Dr. Ivy, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Friend, as you hear under the sound of my voice this evening, I want to remind you that God assures his people of a hopeful future under his divine plan. Again, friend, God assures his people, which you are part of a hopeful future under his divine plan. Now let's roll to the New Testament and see two other promises that God has promised you. By the way, if you just join us, we are talking about a theme titled Walking in God's Promise. According to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29, the word of God says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. I, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Shammah, Elohim, I will give you rest. Friend, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Friend, Jesus promises rest and peace to those who come to him. I can see that you are restless because you have so many deaths behind your name. I see that you are restless because you have many unfinished business. I see that you are restless because you have so many unpaid bills. But God is telling you tonight, I will give you rest and I will give you peace, even to those who come to me. I want to assure you that because you dial in here tonight, you are at the right place. I urge you that yield your heart to receive the promises of God so that it will do you good.
Amen.
The other promise in the New Testament I want to encourage you with tonight is Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Remember when we started our conversation, I told you that from now onwards, if you are quoting scripture, start with, "By the authority of your word, according to," then you quote the scripture, according to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. "And my God, and David's God, and Faustina's God, and Dr. Ivy's God, and Henry's God will supply," come on now, if this is your Bible, underline, "every need of yours, including that of your daughter's school fees, including that of the bill that you have to pay on Monday, including that of what you are going to use as your feeding allowance for the month of March. God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." We have an expression in the Guinean language, in Akan, we say, "Kwatsiru kwasi obama wotama bisa nizin." We serve a God who has more than enough. He is a plentiful God. The earth is the Lord's, according to Psalm 24 verse 1. The authority of the word in Psalm 24 verse 1, it says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and everything therein." So our God is a God of plenty. Somebody say plenty.
Plenty.
He is a God of plenty. So God promises to provide for all our needs, and these promises remind us of God's faithfulness, provisions, guidance in every season of our life. Amen.
Amen.
Unlike human promises, which can be broken. How many failed promises did you experience this week? I'm not telling you to tell me the answer. You know it. Maybe someone told you they would help you to do A, B, C, and D, but never showed up. Perhaps a friend or colleague assured you of something, but didn't follow through. That's what we call broken promises. Many broken promises can be really disappointing, leaving us frustrated and even disheartened. But now, let me ask you, friend, as you're listening to me tonight, did God fail you in any of his written promises? Did he stop being faithful to you? Tell me, did he break his covenant of love and provision for you? The truth is, God never fails, and he will not fail under your watch, because he is too good to fail. Somebody say, God is too good to fail.
God is too good to fail.
Amen. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he not spoken, and shall he not make a good? I want to tell you, friend, that every promise in his word is backed by integrity. I said every promise that he has is backed by what? His integrity. Amen. If he has spoken it, he will fulfill it. I said, if God has spoken it, then he will fulfill it. When we walk in God's promises, we must remind ourselves that his faithfulness is never a question. I said, his faithfulness is never what? A question. God's promises often require us to only trust him beyond what we can see. Remember, Abraham had been promised that you are going to have many, many seeds as like the sand. Did Abraham believe it? Yes. And because he believed, even in his old age, God honored his word. And God will also honor his word in your life. According to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Beloved, many of God's promises come with a call of obedience. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2, if you want to write it down, it will do you good. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands, all these blessings will come on you and accompany you. The Israelites had to march around Jericho in the obedience before the walls of Jericho fell down. Beloved, we are talking on this theme, walking in God's promises. For us to walk in God's promises, it requires us to align our lives with his will. Do you even know God's will? God's will is the authority of his word. Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
Endurance and patience in waiting for God's promises. There's a simple expression here in America that we usually say, I can't wait. Oh man, I really can't wait to see you. I really can't wait for the gift you promised me. I can't wait. But I want to tell you, according to scripture, not according to America, according to scripture, those who wait upon the Lord, it is them the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. So I tell you, brother, sister, wait and stop saying, I can't wait. Because if you wait, you will receive the promises of God. Sometimes God's promises take time to manifest. True, but that doesn't mean that it would never happen. I like what Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3 says. It says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, though it tarries, but wait for it, because it will surely come. If God has said it, then he will do it. Joseph had to endure years of trials before God's promises over his life was fulfilled. I don't know about you, but I had to wait in line when I wasn't too sure. In the corners of Ashiyama, a sister who is on this line, we stood in that room and we prayed and we called things that do not exist as though they were. We agreed and prayed that, Lord, if it is you who have called me, then honor yourself. Over 30 years now, I look back and I say that the promises of God, they are yea and they are amen to it. If you are waiting on a promise from God, brother, sister, don't give up. His timing is always perfect. I said God's timing is always what? Perfect. Walking in boldness and declaring God's word. Sometimes you don't have to see it before you declare it. You have to declare and believe that according to his word, he will call things to happen. Since God's word does not return void, we must boldly declare it over our lives. Job chapter 22, verse 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Speak his promises over your health, over your family, over your finances, and over your future, and it shall come to pass. We are six in numbers on the line this afternoon. I want you to remember, as we enter into a time of prayer, you are going to speak the word of God over your health. You're going to speak the word of God over your family. You are going to speak the word of God over your finances. And you are going to speak the word of God over your future. In conclusion, I want to ask you, how many failed promises have you experienced from people? Those who promised to take you to Dubai. Those who promised to do a visa for you to America. Those who promised that they were going to help you to go to Israel. And yet, it never happened. Has God ever failed in any of his promises? I'm sure the answer is no. His word is true, and he will remain faithful. Walking in God's promises requires, number one, faith. Number two, obedience. Number three, endurance. Endure, sister. Endure, brother. And be bold to declare his word, as is seen in Isaiah 55, verse 11. Remember the trick I told you a little while ago. Whenever you're quoting scripture, say, according to the authority of your word, in Isaiah 55, verse 11, which says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing where I sent it to. And his promises, sister, brother, will never fail. They will accomplish what he purposed. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you for your promises, and we know that all your promises are sure. Help us to trust you completely. And even to walk in obedience and wait patiently for your word to be fulfilled. Strengthen our faith and make we never doubt your faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Amen.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.